Hello and welcome back to the Astro Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and this is your other host, Gregory.
Hi. I cannot do like an intro or like a jump out here like we just did. Because, you know, I'd be weird if I somehow jumped out through the phone. What if I jump through the phone and like I surprise the viewers?
Gregory, I think we got to keep it to a minimum because this is going to be a very long video.
Yeah,
but, or like, episode of the podcast. It's not a video. Like, go watch our YouTube channel, though.
Yeah, go watch our YouTube channel. Or never mind, actually.
You know, I actually have an episode that I have to do. Like, I have it scripted out and everything. Do you maybe want to join me?
Sure.
So which solicitations do you want to start with? DC or Marvel?
We will start with Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start with Marvel.
So these are the Marvel Comics January 2023 solicitations. So up first we have Amazing Spider-Man number 17 by Jeb Wells, writer, and Ed McGuinness, artist.
Related to Terry McGuinness?
Huh?
Is he related to Terry McGuinness?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably. I'd assume he's related to Terry McGuinness.
And cover by John Romita Jr. I just figured, you know, that's important.
Design variant cover by Ed McGuinness. Related to Terry McGuinness.
I don't know if I should say round one is over.
Round one is over.
I think that's where we find himself
trapped in limbo. Peter not only has to find his way back home, but he has to do it in a truly hellish fashion.
And who is shadowing him? That's it. I wanted to be part of this.
Yeah. It's not like you're gonna like add more to that.
Well, I mean, you can find.
Let me read this. And who is shadowing him? Wait.
And you can find out in this 32-page comic book retailing for $3.99.
Rated T.
Teen. That's teen.
It's a, but I say T for teen. Like
we're not gonna say like, what it's rated because I'm gonna tell you right now, the majority of them are gonna be teen.
Yeah, but like, so we still like say like you know in ads and stuff. This is a non-sponsored ad.
We're 2 minutes in and we've gotten to the first solicitation.
Yes. How long? Yes. I think that's pretty good progress. Have we already finished that? Oh, that's a lot longer than I expected. That's what she said.
Mm. Oh, and it's still going, huh?
Maybe not, do solicitations.
Uh-uh, we're doing it. But I think most of these are, these are trade paperbacks. We can cut off without them. We'll just do comics. But yeah, we're going to have to speed through them is what I'm saying.
Okay. I am speed.
Amazing Spider-Man, number 18. Zeb Wells, Ed McGuinness.
Goblin Queen.
What?
And anyways. As if the normal run-of-the-mill demons of Limbo weren't enough, Spider-Man finds himself facing a small army of demonized versions of his rogue sally. Can you make it home to stop Chasm and the Goblin King?
Chasm?
Yes, it's C-H. C-H makes it ch sound.
But it is Chasm. That is his name. Chasm is a word. It's like a gaping hole. It's a chasm.
Let's not talk about this, okay? My vocabulary is amazing.
32 pages, rated T, $3.99.
Gold Goblin.
Number 3 of 5.
I heard a Gold Goblin. I never read it, but I heard of it.
Christopher Cantwell, Lan Medina.
Sure.
Names are going to be roughly accurate.
I mean, they never are. this is the first time that we're doing this, that like they're supposed to expect like accurate names.
As if finding Chasm wasn't enough, Norman Osborn now finds himself face-to-face with his own sins. That's right, Queen Goblin is back. And you should be scared.
Me?
Can you just, like, read the information? 32 pages, rated T, and $3.99.
I can't not joke, okay? That's my whole personality, joking.
Mary Jane and Black Cat, number 2 of 5. Jed McKay?
McKay.
It's gotta be McKay. McKay would be M-C.
Mackay. I was saying Mackay just in a voice.
Mackay. It's gotta be Mackay. And Vincenzo?
Vincenzo. I feel like.
Karatu.
I feel like all these comic like artists and like writer names, they have to be made up. Like some of them, they just like make them up just to like fuck with us.
Some of them are easy, though, like Tom Taylor.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, some
John
of them
Romita easy. Jr.
Yeah, Scott Campbell. J. Scott Campbell.
Jim Lee.
Jim Lee, yeah, some are easy. Like the famous ones are easy, but then, like, if you find, like, the not
Jack ones, Kirby, like...
Stan Lee.
You're not gonna find something simpler. Okay, anyway. Oh, this one's a whole paragraph.
Major and Felicia Hardy are trapped in limbo on mercy of...
There was no mercy there. You at skipped, the like, half of a lot. You skipped half the line.
Mary Jane and Felicia Hardy are trapped in limbo at the mercy of...
You forgot
of...
a word. Mary Jane Watson and Felicia Hardy are trapped in limbo and whatever. At the mercy of...
I miss Watson.
Belesco the Swordsman.
As if that wasn't bad enough, they're also keeping secrets from one another.
Somehow MJ's got powers, and there's a new old man in Felicia's life. And if they don't come completely declared... We're doing great. If they don't come clean with one another, they could be struck in limbo forever. not struck in limbo. As I tried to
say. Struck? Oh, see, I was trying to tell you we should read at the same time in the episode, but then you're like, no, it's not.
This is why.
I did that really good. You're the one who messed it up. I miss Watson. I miss Watson. Okay, that's one thing I messed up.
Okay, and it's a very important thing to mess up.
Mary Jane, Watson, whatever.
32 pages, rated teen, $3.99. Venom, number 15, Al Ewing, and Brian Hitch.
Oh, you want me to read this?
Yeah, I want you to read it.
A variant cover by...
Not the variant, skip to the synopsis.
As Dylan Brock finds himself renewed and... How do you say that word?
Reinvigorated?
Reinvigorated by his descent into the symbiote hive, Bedlam has come calling again. Looking fish will start. What it started by killing Dylan and Venom once and for all. Luckily, an old friend is around to lend a crimson clad hand.
And it isn't Spider-Man.
You're supposed to whisper.
And it isn't Spider-Man.
Like that.
32 pages, rated T plus $3.99.
Dollars.
I think they got that, dude.
You said $3.99. I need to clarify just in case.
Rated T plus $3.99. It's rated $3.99.
It is.
Okay. Dark Web, Miss Marvel, number 2 of 2.
Cotton wait.
No, start do the writer and artist.
Okay. Sabir, I don't want to read. I can't read these. Sabir, Prezada, Francisco, Monterio, Mortarino. Cover
I
by.
I think that's good enough. You don't have
lost
to cover.
In the limbo. Caught in the explosive events unfolding across New York, including the. You want to read it now?
I
want
to do that.
Okay, do it.
Lost in limbo. Caught in the explosive events unfolding across New York, including a face-to-face confrontation with Chasm himself.
Whoa.
Kamala Khan finds herself teleported to Limbo, the domain of the Goblin Queen, Madeline Pryor, as the city descends into chaos that threatens everything and everyone Kamala holds dear. She's left with no choice but to call on Miles Morales for a helping hand.
Cool. Is that more right there? Or is that all Jean Grey? 32 pages, rated T plus. Ooh. $3.99.
Risqué.
What? I feel like I thought it was Amora.
Dark Web X-Men, number 3 of 3. Jerry Dugan and Rod Rice.
Right.
I'm gonna go with that. Trapped in the dark web, when Jean Grey returned from the dead, Scott Summers left his wife and child with her. The fact that she was revealed to be a clone of Jean Grey didn't make her feel any better. Maybe the cold sting of revenge can. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
Did you hear the gasp? Now I'm gonna read this whole next one. Avengers, War Across Time, number 1 of 5. Paul Levitas, Alan Davis. Paul
See, that Levitas. Was easy. Alan, it's like either it's easy or it's unpronounceable.
Yeah. Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, Giant Man, and the Wasp. The
classic... I heard Giant... Jant-Man.
I said Giant Man.
Jant-Man.
Yeah, wait, read this again? Fun. Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, Giant Man, and the Wasp. The classic Avengers against the Hulk on the streets in New York City. It's the beginning of a showdown with Kang and Conqueror that will span the centuries.
Spat on me.
Sorry.
You're nasty.
Sorry. It was an accident.
I'm gonna go get a tissue. You can keep reading.
Isn't there a Hall of Famer Paul Levitas is makes his Marvel debut? Unless you
count. Eisner?
Eisner Hall of Famer Paul Levitas makes his Marvel debut. Unless you count a letter in Amazing Adventures number 5, teamed with acclaimed artist Alan Davis. 56 pages, rated T. $5.99. Ooh.
Yeah, it's an extra size. It's an extra large one.
Extra large.
Scarlet Witch, number 1. Steve Orlando and Sarah Pacelli.
Oh, wait.
You want to do the synopsis?
Oh, that's a big synopsis. How far are we in this?
Let me see. Not very.
Oh, my God, Andrew.
I'll do it.
We're going to do this whole thing. No, I mean this whole thing. That's like a ginormous... I mean this thing. Like it's
we got time. It's large, okay? That's what she said. The Scarlet Witch returns. There is a door that appears only to those who need it most, who have no one else in the world to turn to. On the other side of this door is the witchcraft shop. Friend or foe, human or otherwise, if you need a great...
What is that, human or otherwise?
If your need is great and your hope is gone, there will... That there you will meet the Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
Scary. Ooh, jumps, yeah.
You got this. You need the second paragraph.
The second paragraph?
Yeah.
Wanda's familiar with him, rock bottom. Me too, sister. And
where does it say that on the page?
Doesn't matter. And now that she's finally found peace, she's pledged all her powers to help others who are languishing at their lowest. I need some help. But when a woman falls through Wanda's door with a terrifying story of a town gone mad, did the hex? The Scarlet Witch will have to muster her wits and chaos magic to deal with this insidious threat. Comic powerhouse is Steve Orlando, Marauders Midnighter.
I hate his Marauders run, especially coming off of Jerry Dugan's Marauders, which was 10 out of 10, like one of the best comic book stories I've ever read. And then you go to his Marauders and they're the team that was on a boat sailing the seas to go save the mutants who can't go to Krakoa because their government won't allow them. Now they're in space. That doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense.
And it's like literally for no reason. And the story doesn't make any sense. If you're reading it, it's like the most convoluted, confusing mess of a story ever.
Makes no sense. And Sarah Pichel, Ultimate Spider-Man. Pichelli. Ultimate Spider-Man. You know, I actually liked Ultimate Spider-Man, the comic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people don't like it that much.
Join forces to open a groundbreaking new chapter in the Scarlet Witch's history.
Oh, jumps, yeah.
See, I learned 40 pages, rated teen plus, $4.99.
I learned some new words. Someone in gym taught me some words to say. She taught me to say slay. Period.
Oh, please don't say anything.
And then purr.
I don't know what that last one was.
Like purr, like P-U-R. It's new slang, Andrew.
I am not caught up with slang.
Yeah, I wasn't until
I was like recently. I had no clue what a be real was for months.
I didn't for like a few days. I found out what I heard about it.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought be real was some Snapchat thing.
Andy, never on Snapchat.
I'm not. Wasp number 1 of 4. Al Ewing.
You're on my private story, but you never review it.
Cassie and I think. We're going with that. Fashion designer, businesswoman, founding Avenger, Janet Van Dyne has worn many hats over the course of her superheroic career, but when an old enemy threatens Janet and her fellow Wasp...
Wait a second. I see something. Okay, so I wonder if she's wearing a hat, if she's wearing a little hat here. That's it. Go back.
And her fellow Wasp, Nadia?
Nadia.
Seemingly against his will, the Van Dynes will have... To come...
Confront.
will have to confront the ghosts in their shared history to get to the bottom of this mystery. Join fan favorite creators Al Ewing, Immortal Hulk, X-Men Red, and Nazia Nye, Mockingbird, Age of Conan, Bellet.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill
Nye. As they collaborate 60 years of... Oh, celebrate, not collaborate. As they celebrate 60 years of the Wasp.
Ooh. Come on, sing Bill Nye theme song.
Okay, but only if you read the last page part.
The last part?
Yeah.
32 pages, rated T+. Ooh. 399.
See, you should have waited for me to sing first, because now I'm not gonna.
Ah.
Joe Fixit, 1 of 5. Peter David...
Don't me read that?
Yeah, please read that name.
Actually, I think you got this, Andrew. Come on, I trust you.
Yildiray?
Sinner.
I'd say Sinner, too.
Sinner.
Nah, it's Sinner. Not an ER, it's an AR.
Kinner?
I don't think it's a hard C.
Sinner. I don't think it was.
Sinner, I think it's Sinner.
Sinner. It's weird. Sinar.
Sinar.
Sinar. We're making fun of people's names, which is mean, but it's all a joke.
Peter David returns to Joe Fixit.
Isn't that the comedian?
Peter David.
Oh, no, wait, that's David, Peter Davidson.
Peter David's tour de...
Force?
Yeah.
I take French.
You do it, then. You're a French boy.
And you know that the teacher hates me, and I'm the worst in class.
I don't take French, so you're doing better than me.
I understand, like, 5 words. I got to my final score. When I look at it, I'll be like, oop, jump scare.
Stop.
Have you not seen the TikTok thing?
No.
You haven't seen it? Andrew.
I'm not hip with the kids.
I'm not hip with the kids either, but, like, I was taught to be hip with the kids. Yeah.
Okay, well, can you read the... darn synopsis. So
Peter David's Tour de France.
De France. No wonder you're failing French with the one English word in there.
Actually, I just started patty cake. Play patty cake.
We're not playing patty cake. We're patty finishing cake, these solicits so we can do the next
Peter one. Peter David's Tour de France.
Tour de France.
I'm gonna stop. Peter David's Tour de France. Peter David's Tour de Force, through some of his greatest Hulk hits, continues with the return to Joe Fixit. Gone are the ripped up shorts of the Hulk of yore.
Yeah, yore.
This enforcer prefers the slick suave of a striped suit, and this Hulk has traded monster for mobster, and he lends his strength to the Las Vegas casino scene. Of course, Kingpin has his own ideas about who the toughest guy in town is, and it's up to Spider-Man to keep the two of them from destroying Sin City.
32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
I'm French boy. You know, I think eventually we should include Joe Fixit.
It's gonna take a while.
How far? Oh my god, Andrew. Let's just do a few random ones and not do them all.
No, we've already started. We're 18 minutes in. It's gonna be like an hour episode.
There's no way we can do all of these, Andrew. That's gonna take like 5 hours for like to finish Marvel.
We're not gonna do all of them. We're just gonna do a couple of them. We're gonna finish all the single issues.
And where did that go to? It's more than double the amount.
Are these in? Oh my god! No. Okay, they're not in.
Yeah,
I got scared for a minute, okay?
Wait, I just got a text. Let me see.
Oh my god, how long does this go on for? You know what? We're gonna stop at the end of the event. We're not event. We're gonna stop at the end of the Marvel stuff, right?
My mom's texting. I'm texting her.
So, like, we don't need to do Predator, Alien, Star Wars. That'll take a long time. So it's only like halfway down the page.
That's a lot.
Invincible Iron Man number 2. Jerry Dugan, Juan Fregory.
That's my name, Gregory Fregory.
Iron Man versus Ironheart. The assassination attempts on Tony's life continue as a familiar foe returns to take him down. It'll be up to Iron Man and Ironheart to stop him.
Why is Iron Man two words, but Ironheart's one word? That annoys me.
Bless you. This is how it works, dude.
It annoys me, though.
But what secret is Riri Williams harboring from Riri Tony? Williams.
Huh? That was Riri Williams.
Riri.
Like, Riri. Like...
No, it's Riri.
Oh, okay.
It's not Riri. It's Riri. Not Rari.
Rari. That was...
And will this change the relationship forever?
32 pages, rate T plus,
$399. $399?
$399, yes.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man number 2.
No, I like Miles Morales. Personally, I like Peter Parker more. I do like Miles Morales a lot.
I was, you know, setting you up to do
right now. I am going to do it. Cody Ziegler. Federico Vincenti. Covered by Dyke Ruin. Graffiti variant covered by TBA. To be announced.
All I'm going to say is we have not done the covers besides the first one. Now, go and just read the synopsis.
Read the synopsis? Alright. Miles Morales' world is spinning out of control. A mysterious new threat is rising, coming at Spider-Man hard. And if Spidey doesn't fight back with everything he's got, he could lose everything. What does this new villain have to do with Misty Knight's investigation and the slew of upgraded foes, like the Scorpion tears in New York City? This battle is going to change Spidey's life forever. Someone's not walking away from this one. 32 pages, rated T. $3.99.
Wow, that was a really good synopsis.
That looks like a really good story, but I read that really well.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 2 of 5.
All right, I'd be Devil Dinosaur, you be Moon Girl.
Like, what do you want me to do for this? Jordan Ifiku? Alba Glez?
Yes. That sounds like a mafia name or something.
Now that Lunella knows her roller derby teammate, tween influencer OMG Olivia is actually a Kree in disguise. What the heck is this plot? What the actual heck is this plot?
What the actual heck? Because we cannot say fuck.
No, we can't, but just...
I know, I don't like this plot already.
I'm not even a sentence in.
I've never liked Moon Girl that much.
Now that Lunella knows her roller derby teammate, teen influencer OMG Olivia is actually a Kree in disguise, hoping to control all the Inhumans on Earth, she knows just what to do.
What the fuck?
She has to stop Olivia before she hurts anyone, especially the rest of the Inhuman. You know what? I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna start from the second sentence.
No, come with your own idea for this. Don't.
She has to stop her roller derby teammate, tween influencer, OMG Olivia, before she hurts anyone else, especially the rest of the Inhuman kids on the derby team. But sometimes having friends as a superhero just means that there are more people to worry about, especially when her roller derby teammate, tween influencer, OMG Olivia, is brainwashing nanobots to take over Devil Dinosaur. Notice that every time I said it, I added the roller derby teammate, tween influencer, OMG.
Come with your own idea for this. If you are writing a Moon Girl story right now, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, come up with it. And make sure you include OMG Olivia.
Oh god, do I have to include OMG Olivia?
You can do one without her, do one with her.
Okay, without her? With her, I'll do this. This is what I do with her. With OMG Olivia, OMG Olivia moves to the school that Moon Girl goes to, and she realizes that OMG Olivia is smarter than her, but she notices something off with her, like little tics that aggravate her, and so she investigates what's quote-unquote wrong with OMG Olivia. That's my one with her.
And then once you find out, well, sorry. Huh? And then she finds out that she is a Kree in disguise.
Oh, I have to include the Kree. Okay.
I mean,
She learns that she's a Kree in disguise and that her intelligence is because she is a host for the Supreme Intelligence sent to Earth to check, to spy on the smartest people in the Marvel Universe.
Is there one for Tony Stark, Reed Richards, Victor Von Doom?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Would they beat them? Do they get explored? Do they get stories where it's explored? Or are they, like, shown?
They
like
would that? Be shown in the
Moon Shown in the Moon Girl one?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened to Devil Dinosaur? I feel like you didn't really include Devil Dinosaur that much.
It's not a Devil Dinosaur Central story.
It's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah. He'll come in the second issue.
The second issue? Okay.
Yeah. When she's going around to, you know, like, collect like, all of the smart people.
Yeah. Okay. And then what's what your one without her? You know, I think you actually somehow, like, found a way to make OMG Olivia not terrible.
Exactly!
Yeah. I mean, like, your character, like, in the story is still gonna be, like, absolutely terrible, but, like, the story itself won't be terrible.
Without her, Devil Dinosaur has gone missing. And she meets up with Reptil.
Reptil?
Reptil.
It's pretty sure it's Reptil.
No, it's Reptil.
In Superhero Squad, it's definitely Reptil.
It's Reptil.
When I was a kid, I watched Joker of Superhero Squad, and they always said Reptil. I'm pretty sure it's Reptil.
Teal would be T-E-A-L. It's T-I-L.
How many words in the English language are not, like, make no sense, Andrew?
Shut up. I'm doing my plot without OMG Olivia.
Pterodactyl. What was the P is silent.
We can't hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Jokes are supposed to be my... Leave the jokes to me, okay? You
come here with the facts. Because the P is silent.
You come here with the straight facts, okay? I come here with the jokes, and then you... Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, so Devil Dinosaur has gone missing, and Moon Girl teams up with Reptil. With Reptil, because she believes that somehow the crystal that transports him to the dinosaur dimension thing is involved.
Oh, I said my mom's sexy again.
And that's, like, the majority of the plot for, like, the first issue. They go beat up some villain and the end... For filler.
Who do you say was the like took him?
Huh?
Who do you say took Devil Dinosaur?
Oh, I didn't say anyone. I said that they suspect that the crystal that connects to the world full of dinosaurs is involved.
Who does take Devil Dinosaur?
The witch?
Yeah. I have a question. Yeah, is Screwball an actual like character in Marvel Comics, or is she just in the game?
Who?
Screwball. And is she just in the Spider-Man PS4 game, or is she in the actual comics?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Have you seen, like, you played Spider-Man PS4 with Peter Parker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Screwball, I'm not sure if she's in the main game or just the DLC. She's, like, a streamer. And she has a whole bunch of challenges. Google Screwball right now. Screwball Marvel.
Screwball Martini.
I'm not sure. I think. Oh, wait. It looks like she is now. Oh, see this girl.
I don't know.
You don't remember her? I think she might have only been in the DLC, but I'm not sure.
I didn't play the DLC.
You didn't play the DLC? I did.
No.
Mine. I only have one with OMG Olivia.
I think both of my plots are really good.
Yeah, that's mine. OMG Olivia, she's a big streamer. You know, she's a tween influencer. And then she teamed up with, what's her name? Screwball. She teamed up with Screwball. And they just, and it's a terrible comic. It's gonna be a terrible comic story.
And you're like, it's bad, I can't save it.
And then Spider-Man's coming with Miss Marvel and Devil Dinosaur, and they're trying to stop both of them.
What about Moon Girl?
That's what I meant. Spider-Man and Devil Dinosaur and Moon Girl all team up.
No Miss Marvel?
I didn't mean Miss Marvel, I meant Moon Girl, okay? I don't know how I confuse those things, but...
You see, what I think is my... I think you're pulling too much from Spider-Man.
No, I'm joking about mine. Mine isn't a real one. I would never make that one.
But I think with mine, it's like, while I'm pulling from other places' lore, I still incorporate Moon Girl.
No, Andrew, that wasn't a real one. I don't actually have a real one for it. That was a joke, Andrew. Come on.
Okay, we're moving on to Monica Rambeau, ooh, Photon number 2 of 5. That
star there looks really cool.
No.
It looks incredibly stupid, but really cool at the same time. You know what I mean, right?
It's like an adaptation of the movie costume that I didn't like.
I know, but it looks really cool.
I liked the comic-accurate movie costume.
I did. It looks like some comic outfits, they look incredibly stupid while also looking amazing at the same time. You get that, right?
No.
You don't get that?
No.
Well, you know what?
Since you think it's cool, you do Monica Rambeau.
Monica Rambeau. Photon number 2. Eve L. Ewing, writer. Luca Maresca, artist. Classic or no? Going above and beyond. Have you ever had one of those days where everything's gone wrong? Like you've somehow been sucked across the infinite cosmos into the wrong corner of a fragmented space-time? And you run to someone from your past you really can't stand? Like, say, someone from beyond? If so, maybe you'll have some good advice from Monica. She'll take what she can get.
So she's fighting the Beyonder.
Yeah.
That's what I got. From.
I think so.
Beyond.
Yeah, beyond.
That's such...
Like, say, someone from beyond?
It's gotta be the Beyonder. It's
probably the Beyonder. 32 pages, rated T+, 399. Also 3999.
39999999.
We've not even made a dent in this.
Shang-Chi, Master of the Ten Rings, number 1. Please do the writer and artist real quick.
Jean Lun Yang, writer, Michael... How did I say it? It's just 2 letters. How do I say that? Y-G.
Yig.
Yig.
Yig. A.
Artist. Michael Yee.
How do you say that? I didn't even see that. Father and son, side by side. Shang-Chi is lost in time, and the only one who can help him is his father. What will Shang-Chi do when he meets the younger version of his evil parent? Will he be able to change the course of history? Or will Shang-Chi be shocked to discover he didn't know his father as well as he thought? Find out as Jean Luen Yang's... I feel so bad. Shang-Chi saga comes to a shocking conclusion. 40 pages, one shot, rated T+, $4.99. Gregory, you're doing the next one. The next it's one, Miracle Man.
Miracle Man. By Neil Gaiman.
Ugh.
Mark Buckingham. What are Black Warp Smiths? Young.
Wait, you didn't. It's Miracle Man by Neil Gaiman and.
This is by Gaiman.
Oh, by Gaiman and Buckingham, the Silver Age number 4. That's the
Miracle
title.
Miracle Man by Gaiman and Buckingham, the Silver Age number 4. Neil Gaiman, writer. Mark Buckingham, artist, and let's see.
Colorer?
Colors. What are the Black Warp Smiths? Young Miracle Man's journey continues. He just finds companions on his quest to learn more about the world and himself. They may not be the companions that Miracle Man would have chosen, but will they be who young Miracle Man needs? Gaiman Buckingham continue to reinvent not only this world, but all of comics while they're at it. 32 pages, rated mature, $4.99.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's boring.
Yes, it seems pretty boring.
Like, I don't know, I feel like it's just everything Neil Gaiman writes is boring. It's boring, convoluted, confusing, and, like, trying to be, like, thought-provoking, but only, like, getting halfway there and then failing.
My stories, when I'm writing, I just try to write a fun story.
That's definitely better than him.
Yeah. Like, for the most part, like, or Spider-Man and or Batman, I don't really call it fun. It's called, like nice and, like, really close. I won't call it fun. But, you know, Batman, he's, like, all dark and brooding.
Dark and brooding.
Yeah. See, you can see, like, you can tell, like, the kind of movie it is by, like, the kind of music I put in the movie and stuff. And, like Spider-Man, it's going to be full of, like, light, like, happy, like, music and stuff.
Light, like, happy, like, music
and yeah, stuff. Batman's going to have almost no music. Like, the music in it isn't going to be, like, song. The music in it isn't going to be, like, songs.
There's, like, two songs in X-Men.
Yeah, well, that's, like, X-Men. And then,
there's just, like, it doesn't, music doesn't really, like, actual music doesn't really fit in yeah. the story that I'm trying to tell.
Yeah, Spider-Man has, like, lost music. I think it has, like, 5 or 6 songs in it.
It'll be different in the future. Yeah. It will be different. But, like, there are serious moments, a lot of serious moments yeah. in X-Men. I feel like maybe I could fit a, maybe one in, like, the chase scene.
Yeah. I have songs in it right now, but then also, like, I also might choose, like, since I'm the one who, like, is writing it completely by myself, then I can, like, I can also choose, like, if I want to, like, change a song or I want to put a song in somewhere or take a song out or something. So it could be more or less. Yeah. And then, Thor has a few songs in it.
What kind of songs do you pick for Thor?
I chose Thunderstruck as one of them.
Okay, that makes sense.
AC/DC. And Iron Man, I decided to go for, like, the, like, same, like, kind of MCU, like, type music that I listen to, the same music I kind of listen to in the MCU.
Okay, so, like, rock?
Yeah, like, rock. But, like, not, but, like, rock, like, that kind of rock.
Huh?
Like, there's a whole bunch of different variations of rock, like, the kind of rock he listens to.
Like, hard rock.
Yeah, hard rock. Yeah. I listen to lots of different kinds of rock. So I got, like, so, like, I think technically,
you know, I'm just gonna say it right now. In the X-Men, I have rock. It's rock. It's rock that I put in the X-Men.
I think technically everything I've put so far into any of them is a variation of rock.
Yeah, no, same.
Yeah. Like, Spider-Man has, like, a different kind of rock as, like, Iron Man.
I mean, there's no way that I can just, you know, like, put in Selena Gomez. Yeah, and it's, like, fits, you know?
I listen to a lot of rock. That's, like, mostly what I listen to. Well, that's like a whole bunch of different kinds of rock.
Okay, we're moving on to Avengers number 64 by Jason Aaron and Javier Garron. That's what I'm going to go with. Avengers Assemble, Part 4, The Battle for the Dawn.
Am I reading it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The Avengers waged their final bloody showdown with the Multiversal Masters for evil.
For evil? The Multiversal Masters for evil.
The Avengers waged their final battle.
Their final battle?
Their final. The Avengers waged their final bloody showdown with the Multiversal Masters of evil for the fate of prehistoric Earth and the entire Marvel Age of Heroes. Not everyone will survive. Meanwhile, Tony Stark must face his greatest enemy, his own father, the Iron Inquisitor. I thought his greatest enemy was alcohol.
I thought his greatest enemy was Finny Butthole.
Finny Butthole? What?
Nothing. We're moving on. 32 pages, rated Team Plus, $3.99. Avengers Forever, number 13. Jason Aaron. Aaron Cooter? Avengers Assemble, Part 5. Here come the goddesses of thunder. Ooh, I know who these people are. They're like the granddaughters of Thor. King Thor's granddaughters have come from the far future to join the fight for Infinity's End, and they've brought a fiery old friend with them in the form of the most powerful version of Wolverine who's ever existed, plus Doom Supreme's grand plan begins to unfold, and at last, the true identity of the mysterious Avenger Prime is revealed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. 32 pages.
I gasped audibly.
$3.99. Good job.
Thank you. I remember the one time I was watching this Lego, like, Loki thing. Loki joins the Avengers or something. Some stupid thing. And I gasped from Thanos, like, showed up.
Okay, I'm doing this one.
Ooh.
Sins of Sinister, number one. Kieran Gillen. Bad writer. Lucas Wiernick. And more artists.
Okay. I only thought he was important enough.
Powers of Essex.
Is that like, what's the name? What's the name? Oh my god. Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, Nathaniel Essex, I believe.
Yeah.
I think. It's the end of the world as we know it, and at least Sinister feels fine. For now, can he last? Can that last? Especially when we discover that he really is his own worst enemy. The universe melting event begins here in a horror timeline that makes Age of Apocalypse look like the X-Men swimsuit special.
What?
Join Kieran Gillen, Immortal X-Men, Axe Judgment Day, as he kicks off the X-Men crossover Sinister has been planning since the beginning.
I keep thinking you're going to say Kieran Gillen.
Yeah, Kieran.
Like, Kieran Gillen, like, what's her name? Doesn't she play Nebula?
It's not Karen, it's Kieran.
I know, I keep thinking you're going to say that, though.
And is going to have to... And is going to have to see through to the bitter end. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now, y'all. This is probably going to be the end of X-Men. Of the new X-Men stuff. Of like, Krakoa and all that stuff. Because...
Oh, I like Krakoa?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
And I'll tell you why. Because in February, they're, like, launching a bunch of new books as part of the next wave of, like, the Krakoa arc.
Yeah.
And I believe it's... like, Fall of X or something.
I like Krakoa and all that stuff. I like going back to the classics, going back to the X-Men.
Next Age of X-Men. I think that's Fall of X or whatever.
Age of X-Men. Next Gen.
No, that's not what I want. I saw it in, I think, one of the advertisements, but, you know. Yeah, like, Destiny of X, but what's next? What's after Destiny of X? I will find this out. Dawn of X, Sword, or Reign of X, and then... No, it's not Reign of X. And I think it's Destiny. I don't know. It's very confusing, all of it. But yeah, it's coming to an end, I believe. I might be able to find it on one of the covers.
This is like close to an hour. How far?
10:23. This doesn't say it on it, but I know that there's doing a new release in February of a bunch of them.
Henry Cavill should play Captain Britain.
I actually disagree.
Who do you think should play Captain Britain?
Someone that's blonde.
They can make him blonde. How many blonde characters are brunettes in moot? You know, I studied Barry Allen. Grant Gustin should not be Barry Allen because he's not blonde. And then he said, no, it's fine. He could dye his hair. I think Lucas Till is. That's part of the reason why I think Lucas Till is...
Also, I think Henry Cavill's boring.
No, he's cool.
Okay, anyway. It's 56 pages, one shot, rated teen plus $5.99. You want to do X-Force? You can do X-Force.
Oh, wait, I gotta read all that. Benjamin Percy, Robert Gale... Zeno Strikes, the man with the peacock tattoo, has sights on the X-Force for some time, and when Domino, Deadpool, and Omega Red embark on a mission, they will fall right into his clutches. Be here for the first issue of Zeno's saga, as the team closes in on the man with peacock tattoo, and a full breadth of his plan to finally reveal. Wait, 32 pages, parental advisory. $3.99.
Exterminators, issue 5 of 5.
How many X puns can they make?
They're not puns, they're...
I mean, they kind of are. Exterminators, like, what's a terrible pun?
They all have to be X teams, that's the whole point.
So, like...
Like, they even make jokes about that on Krakoa, like, if you're not part of, like, a team that has an X in the name of it, yeah, you know?
You're not really a superhero.
Leah Williams and Carlos Gomez. The final beatdown. These ex-ladies have been through one hell of a night, and it's not over yet. They might have managed to escape the trouble that found them, but that trouble hasn't escaped them. It's time to make these suckers regret they ever crossed their paths. 32 pages, parental advisory, $3.99.
This is another X thing.
Yeah, it's a moral X-Men. We're on all the X stuff now.
What?
We're on all the X stuff now. You can do a moral X-Men.
Moral X-Men, number 10. Kieran Gillen, Lucas Wiernick, Charlie Cleaver always had a dream, but one man's dream is another's nightmare. This one will make you wish you could wake up screaming. 32 pages, rated T+, $3.99.
Legion of X number 9. C. Spurrier. Netho Diaz. It's a wild, wild world. The rise of mutant monsters has put mutant kind on high alert as the question of who will be next grows imminent. On Krakoa, a bizarre ecotechnological structure has risen around Nightcrawler's home, and Vox Ignis is on the case to figure out the origins.
We should get Lucas here. He takes German. Then you take Spanish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we should get all three of us here, so then we got all three languages.
It's not like Pokemon. We're not catching them all, yeah. Gregory.
You gotta catch them all.
What he discovers has the potential to bring the foundation of the living island to its knees. With the clock running against them, will the legionaries be able to quell the spiraling chaos before it's too late?
No.
32 pages, rated team plus, for $3.99.
I got, like, no sleep last night.
Oh my god, there can't be that much left.
There's so much left. Look how much left. I don't think we're even halfway done.
Like, around halfway.
Let's just do this, like, next time. Yes.
Oh my god. No, we're not doing Star Wars. We're not doing Aliens. We're not doing Predator.
We're not even halfway.
We're, like, roughly halfway.
We're less than halfway, look. It's, like, a little more than halfway of the page. We're not even halfway up. Not even a quarter of the page.
We are here. Oh my god, that is not even halfway.
Exactly, I told you.
Okay, we're gonna finish this another time.
Yeah, let's finish this another time.
That's oh, we got other stuff we have to record.
We do. So. See you later. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry New Year.
Happy holidays. Any holidays you guys celebrate.
Marauders number 10.
Ooh. Ooh. We'll jump right into this.
Steve Orlando. Eleonora. Carlini.
Eleonora.
I don't think it's that one, Gregory.
Look, Eleonora.
No. Here comes yesterday finale. With all of known history in the balance, Bishop and Psylocke lead a last-ditch strike to retake the past from its twin bacterial tyrants, Danger's Mount.
You said that like as one sentence.
It's not. It's two sentences. Can Pride escape an unbreathing prison in time to rescue her... Not just her crew, but the foundations of mutant society itself. 32 pages, rated Team Plus, $3.99. X-Men 12, Jerry Dugan, Joshua Cassara.
Am I reading this?
No, I'm reading it.
Finch.
No, I'm reading it.
And I'm telling you what's
getting into Cinch. I don't think it's Cinch. I think it's Sink. I think it is Sink.
Sink is spelled differently.
Yeah, I know, but it's a superhero name, so what do you expect?
I expect it to be pronounced
correctly. Yeah, I think it's Sink because he sinks into other people's auras. Like, that's his whole deal.
Sinks into what? That makes no sense.
He sinks his aura to theirs, so he gains their powers. He's basically Rogue with no downsides. Getting into Sink. Sink has a lot to sort out. His life has been derailed. His powers have grown, and he's experienced a loss that no one understands. The universe has had its way with him. Now it's his turn. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99. Sabretooth and the Exiles, 3 of 5. Victor LaVale? Leonard Kirk.
Kirk, yeah.
You want to read this one? All
right. Journey to the astral plane to save this one. Orphan Maker's armor keeps his powers contained. You do not want to open the armor. Okay, Dr. Barrington's opened the armor. Sabretooth and the Exiles' last hope remain in the astral plane. But can they stop fighting each other long enough to carve out a path to survival? 32 pages, parental advisory. $3.99.
X-Men Red number 10. Al Ewing, Stefano Caselli. It's all led up to this. In the blazing ruins of the Autumn Palace, Storm battles for the soul of Araco. Meanwhile, Abigail Brand and Roberto Da Costa play their last cards, and a sinister hand deals the Ace of Spades. You won't believe where the Brotherhood goes from here. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
Wolverine number 29. Benjamin Percy Ryder, Juan Jose. Rape.
Hey! Nope, it's not pronounced that.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Rip?
Reap.
Reap? Reap. Juan Jose Reap. Artist. Wolverine, his best, own, worst enemy. On the one hand, Wolverine will kill anyone in his way. On the other, he'll do anything to save those he loves. He's the best there is at what he does, and his own worst enemy. As Logan comes to grips with the plight and finally begins to heal, the gravity of recent mission comes full focus. But will the emergence of figures from his past and his own dual nature save his life or end it? 32 pages, parental advisory, $3.99.
Extreme X-Men number 3 of 5.
Like that comic cover for Extreme X-Men.
Chris Claremont. Salvador Loraco. That's what I'm going with. The Galar attack. Ogun's psychic attack has led the Extreme X-Men into conflict with a mysterious cabal called the Galar. Galar?
I don't know. You're the pronunciation guy
here. I'm not the pronunciation guy. I never claimed to be the pronunciation guy. But what sinister aim is this group after? And how does it play into Ogun's plan? It won't matter if the team falls before the Vanguard attack of Beastie Brute. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99. Want to do the next one?
X-Men Legends 5. You know, I used to play this game called X-Men Legends. It's fun. X-Men Legends 5. The future. Two shall fall. The future is now. Oh, wait.
You forgot the writer
in X-Men artist. Legends 5. Wilco Portacchio and Brian Haberlin, writer.
Haberlin?
Wilco Portacchio, artisan color. Two shall fall. The future is now. Legendary. Wells Portugal returns to his iconic co-creation in an all-new tale that finally reveals the genesis of Bishop's time travel that pull him into the future, into the X-Men's present. Pull him from the future into X-Men's present. Bishop, Malcolm, and Randall. Bishop, Malcolm, and Randall.
They're all bold.
Omega Squad have discovered a dark truth about the XSE. After going on a mission that goes sideways, how far will they be willing to go to make this right to the past and beyond? Bishop will make the most shocking decision in X-Men Legends history that redefine what you thought you knew about mutant kind's future. and the reason behind Bishop's collision with the X-Men.
32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
32 pages,
rated teen plus. 32 pages.
$3.99.
Murder World Wolverine 1, Jim Zub and Ray Fox. Carlos Nieto. Oh, where does it start? Wolverine is the best at what he does, and what he does is hunt victims in Murder World. Our contestants are about to feel the snicked. Will anyone survive Arcade's deadliest game? Arcade and his schemes have been a punchline in the past, but this game is no joke. Each issue ups the ante, and will keep readers guessing right up until the end. Don't miss it. 32 pages, one shot, rated T+.
$3.99. Oh, my
turn. Well, I mean, we could share this one. Doctor Strange, Fall Sunrise, Tradmore.
Three of four.
Did I not?
You did not say
Tradmore. Three of four.
Tradmore, writer, artist, and colorer. Doctor Strange is pulled in every direction by powerful figures. By powerful figures, while millions of lives rest in balance, including his own. Yelda, Sophia, Bythos, or himself. Who should Strange serve? Who can he trust? Can this world's deadly Rachobi stop? Or is the answer simply, blood? Heaven help us. It must be blood.
40 pages, rated teen plus, $4.99. Fantastic Four, number 3. Ryan North, Ibn Coelho. So I'm gonna go with. Whatever happened to the Fantastic Four? The Human Torch is alone in New York, trying to survive in a city that hates and fears. Well, mostly him specifically. There's just one thing for Johnny to do: adopt an all new secret identity and take an all new job nobody else wants. But when things at work heat up, Johnny discovers that while you can forget the past, that doesn't mean it'll stay buried, and has to decide if there are certain things that the Human Torch can't let himself do. Also, in this issue, Johnny Storm fights a tornado. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99. It didn't say, okay?
I know, but I want to know.
Tiger Division, 3 of 5. This is Emily Kill. Kim. Really? I'm reading Tiger Division.
Never heard of Tiger Division.
Chris Lee. A new villain emerges. Will Tiger Division have what it takes to stop him before it's too late? Meanwhile, Taiyagaki discovers a startling truth about his own origin. All will be revealed. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
Secret Invasion, 3 of 5. Ryan North, writer. Francisco Mobili, artist. Keep your friends close and your scrolls closer. A familiar face from Risk passes behind the scroll incursion in New York. But are they acting alone? Who else is supporting them? And what is their endgame? Maria is about to find out. But as she learns that not everything or everyone are who they seem, Maria finds herself facing both betrayal and choice. And what she chooses will decide the fate of not just Earth, but the entire Skrull race.
Skrull?
Skrull. Skrull race.
32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
We should make an ad like that, with me doing that voice. With me doing this voice. We should, and then at the end you come with all the facts.
Deadpool number 3, Alyssa Wong, Martin Coelho. Give Deadpool a hand and another hand. You ever had a stomach so bad it felt like something was trying to tear its way out of you? Oh, stomach ache. I've read that. You ever had a stomach ache so bad it felt like something was trying to tear its way out of you? Yeah, Deadpool did too. And it turned out he was right. Looks painful, feels worse, and it's not over yet. 32 pages, parental advisory, $3.99.
Oh, I'd rather just go for the next one. I thought you were still in Deadpool for that one.
No, I'm sorry. I finished Deadpool. Like a second.
Planet Hulk, World Breaker, 3 of 5. Greg Pak, writer. Manuel Garcia, artist. With the life of a brother at stake and a world breaker determined never to break the world again, our young hero must reassess everything she knows in a time of reversals and revelations. The origin of Hag. The true motivations of the High Priestess. The return of the Man of Stone. The deliverance of Jen. What will our heroine discover? And who will join her for the final battle?
You do the...
Oh. 32 pages. Rated T+. $3.99.
Hulk 11. Ryan Ottley. Writing artist color. Planet Hulk Planet Part 3. Ryan Ottley both draws and writes this action-packed page-turner that finds Hulk playing his planet's favorite sport, the planet bursting god
football.
Planet busting god ball. Now that Hulk finds himself at the center of civilization that worship him, these other Hulks are more than eager to prove their might to their god, even if that means destroying him when the game turns lethal. 32 pages, rated teen plus, $3.99.
Incredible Hulk number one, Fast Elim Edition, new printing. Meet the Incredible Hulk, written by Stan Lee, penciled by Jack Kirby, covered by Jack Kirby. Meet the Incredible Hulk for the first time. Re-experience the landmark issue that interests the strangest being of all. Is he man or monster? Or is he both? When PD scientist Bruce Banner's gamma bomb experiment is interrupted by young Rick Jones, they're charged onto the test site to rescue the restless teen and ends up crowning the boss. When the sun falls, a hulking new form arises. With gray skin, not green. The world is his, for he is a Hulk. By who or what is the Gargoyle, and what are his plans for this newly minted monster, and will it be Hulk or Bruce Banner triumph over this Iron Curtain evil? It's one of the all-time great Marvel books, boldly reprinted in its original form, ads and all, reprinting Incredible Hulk 1962 number one. You know, I think for Hulk,
32 pages, all ages.
I think I might just skip the origin when I do that.
What?
Well, I think I might just skip the origin of Hulk. Just go straight
in. Incredible Hulk number 347. Facsimile edition.
Facsimile.
Why not?
Yeah. Alright, might be here.
One of the most startling transformations in the ever incredible history of the Hulk. The gray skinned Goliath has been missing for months since he was caught in a massive gamma bomb blast detonated by the leader, but in Las Vegas casino owner Michael Berghetti has a new bodyguard who redefines the meaning of muscle, suited and booted. The man called Mr. Fix-It is a hulking brute with skin the color of granite. And when one of Burgetti's rivals makes a move against him, he'll soon learn Fix-It is bulletproof too. The Hulk finally has a job he enjoys, and he's living the high life. So what could go wrong? A new era in Hulk history begins here. It's one of the all-time great Marvel comics, boldly reprinted in its original form, ads and all. Reprinting Incredible Hulk 1968, number 347. 32 pages, rated teen, $3.99.